Welcome to the Message of Kings podcast, where we tell the complete history. This is your host, Brett Houston, episode 4, The Call of Abraham, the Father of the Faith. It's important to spend some time with our next character, Abraham, for the Jews and the Muslims date themselves back to him. And with Abraham, we see the birth of the largest of the monotheistic religions in the world. Genesis 12:12. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, your father's household, to the land I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham was called of God, and according to Jewish tradition, Abraham's father was an idol merchant. Idols are carved, man-made images that people worshipped. Now today, you don't see people worshipping small carved objects. But idols are pretty much defined as anything that a person can put over their relationship or love of God. It could be money. It could be lust. It could be popularity, fame, you name it. Anything that a person puts over God is considered an idol. Unknown to the people who worshipped idols, they were beckoning evil spirits to torment them and their families. But that's another story. God called Abraham from this lifestyle to leave his father's house and what he knew and pursue him alone as God. He didn't have to respond the way he did, but he did respond to God. God offered him a ridiculous promise with this leap of faith. Promises that were too great to imagine. Sound familiar? Our God's plans for us are greater than we can think or imagine. Ask yourself some questions. Who do you follow? God or something else? You will reap what you sow. It is knowledge, you will receive knowledge. If it is food, you will receive food. Truth, truth. Power, power. But if you desire God, get on your knees and give him your life. Obey the words that he speaks. Learn from Abraham. His reward was staggering, and the covenants that he received bless the world today. Jesus said, "Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Abraham pursued the truth and received it. Through Abraham, God picked his very own, a chosen people, the Hebrews, Israelites, and Jews. He created the nations and has now chosen one to be set aside. Though Abraham would be tested, he would submit to God, and he would pass God's test. Though his life sometimes was contradictory to the promises of God, he was faithful, and he received more than he could think or imagine. There is some additional details provided on Abraham's calling in the book of Acts. Acts 7. And this is Stephen's speech to the Sanhedrin. To this he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I will show you." So he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to this land where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance there, not even enough ground to set his foot on. But God promised him that he and his descendants after him would possess the land, even though at that time Abraham had no child. In addition, there's a cool story from Jewish tradition. Personally, I don't know if it's true, but it's a good one, so here we go. Abraham came to believe that the entire universe was the work of a single creator, and he began to teach this belief to others. Abram tried to convince his father, Terah, on the folly of idol worship. One day, when Abram was left alone to mind the store, he took a hammer and smashed all the idols except the largest one. he placed the hammer in the hand of the largest idol. And when his father returned and asked him what happened, Abram said the idols got into a fight and the big one smashed all the other ones. His father said, "Don't be ridiculous. These idols have no life or power. They can't do anything." Abram replied, "Then why do you worship them?" In the next two episodes, we'll be continuing the discussion on Abraham with the intercession of Sodom and Gomorrah and the inheritance and legacy of Abraham, the nations, Isaac, and Ishmael. For this message to Kings, I'd like to ask you, have you received the calling of God in your life? Ask yourself, has God spoken to you? Do you have an urging in your life to do something different? Are you irritated or bothered by the world around you? Do you know in your heart that you need a change? See, God came to Abraham with a purpose greater than he knew. All he had to do was follow God's leading. Seriously, ask yourself, has God called you? Have you obeyed his voice? If you haven't been obedient, according to the book of Acts, Abraham didn't respond immediately as well. He traveled halfway, and it was only when his father died he continued his journey to the promised land. There is still time for you to respond today. It begins with a simple yes to God. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Message to Kings. If you enjoyed this podcast, please recommend a friend or subscribe to the podcast. Or if you have any questions or if you want to chat, please email me at messagetokings@gmail.com.